Howie Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Lago Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. It is election eve. If you're in one of the areas, the municipalities, counties, states that are voting tomorrow and you haven't voted yet in the early voting or the mail-in ballots or the absentee ballots, be sure to get out there tomorrow. Because, as always, there's a lot at stake, whether you think so or not. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We had a lot to talk about today, as always. We're trying to find out more about this cocaine dealer who was running a criminal enterprise, allegedly, out of the governor's office, Governor Mara Healey's office. And Mara Healey was on Face the Nation yesterday, which is CBS, which is supposedly cleaning up his act. And Margaret Brennan did not ask her a thing about it, did not ask her a thing about the fact that for the first time ever in American history, someone was run as 18 pounds of cocaine were delivered to a governor's office, not a random state office building, but to a governor's office. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Barry Weiss, the new president of CBS News, still got a lot of work to do. She's working on 60 Minutes, I guess, and CBS Morning News and the Evening News. But she's got to do something about Face the Nation. And they also didn't ask Mara Healey's goal. You know, 21,000 veterans are going to lose SNAP, their EBT card benefits, their food stamps. And Margaret Brennan would have been said, well, you had enough money to pay for $4 billion for a bunch of predominantly Haitian criminals to give them free, all-expenses-paid vacations. You had $4 billion for that, and you don't have $240 million or $210 million? You can't even remember how much it costs every month for food stamps in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? None of these questions. Tim Russert would have asked these questions. But the big thing is Lamar Cook, this guy. Three men facing shooting charges. She didn't know about this, apparently. It was a gang shootout. This is from the 2001. It's in the Springfield Republican. I would say that would be in the National Center for NCIC, they call it. But, I guess the state police didn't have access to that. Anyway, though, the first thing I want to do today is talk about there is new breaking news in the aftermath of the Karen Reed double jeopardy, double acquittal on murder charges. And one of the other cops that was apparently on the Proctor, Michael Proctor is the state cop who was fired, for making all sorts of misogynist statements. And then it turned out they went and got his phone and got more of his phones, and he had apparently racist, misogynist, anti-gay messages on his text messages with his pals. And some of them were local Canton townies. And this is the guy who tried to frame Karen Reed, Michael Proctor. And he's been fired, tried to get his job back, and when they got the second batch of text messages, he dropped his appeal of his firing. And the district attorney said, we're looking over these text messages, and they're pretty appalling. They didn't say they were appalling, but that was the context, obviously, if you read between the lines. And so they said, we're going to be turning over a lot of these messages to other law enforcement agencies. In other words, he was texting back and forth with other cops, this state cop who's now been fired. Michael Proctor, who was the lead investigator on the Karen Reid frame-up. And so that was like 10 days ago. So a week ago Friday, a week before Halloween, a Canton, because that's where they're all from, Canton, that's where the murder took place, that's where she was framed, that's where Michael Proctor grew up. He's a local loser. Used to eat fried bologna sandwiches every Saturday night. That was the high point of the week at the Big D's and the Ponson Grill. That's what they did. And then they'd go out and have fireball nips and drink all night. And then maybe sometimes they go to Stoughton or Broughton. And sometimes if they were really loaded, they go down to Ta. But anyway, so I'm going to read you a statement now. Apparently there's a guy he was with on the text messages, one of the locals by the name of Sean Good. Sean No Good. That's his nickname. No Good. He's no good. No damn good. And he was on the night when they were first started, when they were first crafting the frame up to protect the cops, the other cops, the murder of John O'Keefe. And so he was very connected to the Alberts. The body of John O'Keefe, Karen Reid's boyfriend, was found outside Brian Albert's house, a Boston cop. This guy, Sean Good, who's now been suspended, we believe. They don't name him, but it's pretty clear it's him. Sean Good served as a police officer with Kevin Albert, who used to get drunk with Michael Proctor, and they would drive around drunk in Proctor's state police car. And one time they got so drunk that Kevin Albert, the brother who served with Good, forgot his badge in the car, lost his badge. He was so legless. And there's another brother named Chris Albert. He's a drunkard who, he did time in jail for killing someone in a car accident. I mean, really killing someone, not a frame up. This was a real killing. And so he being a jailbird and an ex-con, he ran for selectman in Canton and was elected. So anyway, let me read you this first, and then we'll play a cut from to show who Sean Good is. This is from a statement from the town of Canton. On Friday, October 24th, the town of Canton was notified of allegations of misconduct concerning a member of the town's police department. Although the town is unable to share confidential personnel information due to laws governing employee privacy, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, there are some facts that the town can share in an effort to ensure transparency and to keep members of the town's community informed of ongoing matters. Immediately after becoming aware of the allegations, this was like 2 days after they announced, the DA's office announced they were going to send these horribly misogynistic, racist, sexist, anti-gay messages to the various towns. The town engaged an independent investigator to conduct a thorough administrative investigation into the allegations of misconduct. The member of the town's police department under administrative investigation was placed on paid administrative leave on Friday, October 24th. That's what they always do. Before they put you on unpaid, they put you on paid administrative leave, and then they suspend you, and then they fire you. Pending the outcome of the administrative investigation, due to the ongoing nature of the investigation, the town is unable to provide additional details. The town and the town's police department take all allegations of misconduct seriously. Again, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's as big a lie as Gavin Newsom told over the weekend. Members of the town's police department are expected to perform their duties in a professional manner. The town is committed to providing the quality and level of service that the citizens of Canton deserve from their police department, right? To this end, we will take the necessary steps to ensure that actions by individual officers do not jeopardize that quality and level of service. Okay, so how connected is he to the McAlbert family, which ran this whole conspiracy in the town? We're going to play. This is from the first trial in 2024, and he's being cross-examined by David Yannetti. This is Canton Sergeant Sean Good, now suspended. Cut 28.
Sergeant Good, you grew up in Canton?
I did.
You attended Canton Public Schools?
I did.
Graduated from Canton High School?
I did.
That would have been in 1998?
Yes.
Is it true that in your graduating class was somebody named Courtney Proctor?
Yes.
You knew Courtney Proctor?
Yes.
You knew her to be Michael Proctor's sister, correct?
Yes.
Also in your graduating class was somebody named Jill Daniels, correct?
Yes.
You knew her, or you now know her.
She's in my book, a nice picture of her from the Turtle Boy.
Correct?
Yes.
Christopher Albert is married to Jill Daniels' sister, correct?
Yes.
And you know Christopher Albert as Brian Albert's brother, correct?
Yes.
So it is fair to say that you graduated high school with Michael Proctor's sister and Christopher Albert's sister-in-law, correct?
And it goes on like that. We can play another 3 minutes of it. So another one has bitten the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey.
844-500-4242. And we'll be posting a reel on that with that that video if you want to see it. Maybe we should put in some more of the video, actually, that it just keeps going on and on and on. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title lock has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So, when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code Howie at HomeTitleLock.com, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Believe me, you don't want to have your home title stolen. It's the worst, one of the worst things that can happen to you. Emotional hardship, financial hardship. You don't know how it's going to end up. It's terrible. You want to avoid it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock to keep me out of this kind of a mess. Protect yourself as I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Howie. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Breaking, the town of Canton has just confirmed that Sean Good, the guy, he's an associate of the McAlbert crime family. He has been placed on administrative leave. They said the town, in a second statement, which was just released moments ago, said the alleged misconduct was discovered, quote, during an investigation into a former member of a different law enforcement agency, unquote. To wit, Michael Proctor. No additional details were provided. So that's the latest. So it is definitely Sean Good. We'll try to get some more cuts from him as the day goes on. He said that he was talking about how the Canton Police Department didn't investigate the murder of John O'Keefe in front of a house owned by one of the McAlberts, the head of the family, Brian Albert, a Boston police officer. And he said, the Canton Police Department recruised itself. Not recused, recruised itself. All of these guys are undereducated, low IQ types. I've just never...
We recruised ourselves.
What did he say? Let me hear.
We recruised ourselves.
Like Proctor and Kevin Albert, the brother, they were recruising around the South Shore drunk as skunks in Proctor's patrol car. All right. Now, our poll question concerns something that happened late last week. It happened on Halloween on Morning Joe on MSNBC, which is soon to be known as BS Now. Seth Moulton, who, you know, got in a real jam by saying he wouldn't want his daughters beaten up by guys, by transgender men pretending to be women in athletics. And ever since then, he's been trying to, you know, ingratiate himself back into the with the comrades. He's running for the Senate against Fast Eddie, also known as Mr. Frosty. So he's on MSNBC, and he decides and Morning Joe is there. And he says something so outrageous, Morning Joe has to push back and try to get him out of the mess. I mean, this is as bad as anything that George Steffi Stephanopoulos said about him, and they cost ABC $16 million. And it's as bad as what 60 Minutes did with Kamala Harris, and that cost them $15 million. This is just as bad, in my opinion. This is Seth Moulton on Halloween morning with Morning Joe on MSNBC. The rep from the North Shore, cut 21.
To freedom with Trump. If you are one of the people like him who took advantage of young girls with Jeffrey Epstein, then we're going to sort of make that go away. I mean, fundamentally,
well,
Speaker Johnson.
We don't have evidence that he took advantage of young girls with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. Just common sense be damned.
I'm not saying common sense be damned. I'm saying facts. Let's look at the facts. I mean, is he in the Epstein files?
He's obviously in the Epstein files. And the reason that fundamentally, Speaker Johnson has us on vacation is because he does not want to seat the newly elected Democratic representative.
Right, but you said he took advantage of young girls. You have absolutely no evidence of that.
I think it's pretty obvious that that's what's
going
on.
You think it's pretty obvious?
I do. And I think obvious to the Republicans.
John Lemire, are you reporting on this?
Well, we know that he's friends with Epstein. We know the birthday card was in there. I mean, he has not been accused of any wrongdoing.
No.
I think that's the point you're trying to make. But also, certainly here, that we know that Speaker Johnson has kept the House out of session, in large part, to not seat the woman, the congresswoman-elect from Arizona, who would provide the decisive votes to release more material. So, yeah, certainly that would be, you know, any association with further embarrassment for Trump.
And also, the book that Virginia Giuffre wrote,
yes,
said he was. She never saw him around there. And I'm not doing his bidding. I'm just saying there's enough things to talk about Donald Trump without talking about.
Without defaming him. Scarborough, I give him credit for getting himself out of a jam. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I had my last appointment of the year at Perfect Smiles. Good thing I did too, as I had two more cavities that needed to be filled. I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the visit. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com or call them at 603-595-6699. If you're a new customer and you make an appointment for a consultation, while supplies last, you can get a free copy of my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is should Trump sue Rep. Seth Moulton for defamation for falsely stating on MSNBC that POTUS, quote-unquote, took advantage of young girls with Epstein. Yes, no, or undecided.
Yes, he should sue him for everything he's got. He didn't say it on the floors of Congress. He has no congressional immunity. He libeled the President of the United States.
1% of the audience says no. 99% say yes. Nobody's undecided.
Pretty clear, isn't it? I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
John from Kansas, he's from the 316 area code, says, woohoo, mass corruption is officially west of the Mississippi River. Can't wait to get it autographed to one of your local signings. Come on down.
And we're going to have a lot of signings in the first weekend in December. And you can always get it signed around 6:30 every morning when it's not raining at the lobby of the Breakers. I'll be the guy. I'm the guy with the cup of coffee sitting there enjoying myself. 844-500-4242. You know, I was thinking about this Seth Moulton thing. I don't think Trump is really that aware of it yet. Or I think sooner or later he's going to find out about this or concentrate on it. And I think he's really going to be angry, and I think there is going to be a lawsuit. And again, Morning Joe, I'm surprised he had the common sense to do it, but he kept the network out of it pretty much. But Moulton just kept digging deeper and deeper and deeper, and I don't think there's any way to justify it. They had all those years, 4 years, plus the deep state, the Brennans and the Clappers and the Comeys and the Lisa Page and the Lisa Monacos. They controlled the Justice Department when Trump was president the first time, and they couldn't find anything. You know why they couldn't find anything in those documents? Because there was nothing there. That's why they had to make up all this crap about mortgages and stolen elections and Ukrainian phone calls and Georgia phone calls. That's why they made it. If they'd have had him cold with young girls, wouldn't they have used it? And Moulton is so dumb that he doesn't know that, apparently. Either that or he says, I'm in so deep because I said I didn't want my daughters being beaten up by guys pretending to be girls. I'm so far in the hole for that. I've got to say something really outrageous to get out from under it. In other words, In states as crazy as Massachusetts, and maybe nationally among all Democrats, is it a resume enhancer to go on TV and accuse President Trump of committing a crime that everybody knows he didn't commit? Really? Seriously? I think he probably thinks it's a good thing that his poll numbers are going to go up in Massachusetts because he defamed the President of the United States. That's what I would say. 844-500-4242. 508 says, as a man, I wouldn't tolerate anyone even joking about me diddling little girls without a very serious in-your-face challenge, joking or not. You know, there was a time when they used to fight duels about things like this. Think Alexander Hamilton and Vice President Aaron Burr. I believe Andrew Jackson, the future president of the United States, didn't he kill somebody in a duel or shot at somebody in a duel over charges about his wife? I mean, this is pretty serious. I mean, he accused President Trump of pedophilia, and he was given chance after chance after chance by the host of the program to retract his claim. 844-500-4242. 508, issue a correction. You're the guy in the lobby of the Breakers with the clipped coffee. It's free coffee. If something's free, you can't clip it, okay? I didn't go to law school, but I know that nuance of the criminal code. 508, Seth Moulton is obviously low IQ. He could claim he didn't know the cameras were on. He could. I think for most people, this is probably the first time you've heard this. I didn't. It happened on Halloween, and I didn't come across it till actually, I think, yesterday. But let's play this cut one more time, just so people will have a chance to savor it. And again, think about how nutty Joe Scarborough is. Joe Scarborough is the guy who claimed that this was the last. He said this last year. This is the best Biden we have ever seen. Said he is sharp as a tack, he is fit as a fiddle. I mean, this is a guy who's used to going on national TV himself and lying through his teeth. He will do anything to keep that $7 million paycheck coming and not have to go back to being a $50,000 a year jackleg lawyer in Pensacola, Florida. You know, he'll do anything to preserve his job. And he realizes, he thinks, he knows what happened to 60 Minutes. He knows what happened to Stephanopoulos. He knows what happened to all those people at CNN who got fired in the first term for lying about him. So he's backing away.
And he's trying to help Moulton. And again, but Moulton is so either dumb or so arrogant that he just thinks he can keep lying. 207, Moulton is lower than a snake's bleeper for saying such BS. But again, I mean, I would be, you know, it's too early to do daily tracking polls in the Senate race, for which is, you know, 10 months away at the primary in Massachusetts. But, you know, if they had a tracking poll, would his numbers go up or down? I passed this on to the Herald yesterday. They didn't do anything with it. They got no reporters. The Globe's not going to touch this, obviously. But anyway, here, unless they think it could, because the Globe kind of likes Markey because he's so terrible. So let's hear that cut again. This is cut 21. Again, this is Halloween morning on Morning Joe, and Moulton is defaming the President of the United States, saying things that everyone who has paid the slightest bit of attention to the Epstein files knows isn't true. Here it is, cut 21.
To freedom with Trump. If you are one of the people like him who took advantage of young girls with Jeffrey Epstein,
took advantage of young girls with Jeffrey
Epstein,
make
that go away. I mean, fundamentally, Speaker Johnson.
We don't have evidence that he took advantage of young girls with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. Just common sense be damned.
I'm not saying common sense be damned. I'm saying facts. Let's look at the facts. I mean, is he in the Epstein files?
He's obviously in the Epstein files, and the reason that fundamentally Speaker Johnson has us on vacation is because he does not want to see the newly elected Democratic representative.
Right, but you said he took advantage of young girls. You have absolutely no evidence of that.
I think it's pretty obvious that that's what's
going
on.
You think it's pretty obvious?
I do. And I think it's pretty obvious to the Republican.
John Lemire, any reporting on this?
Well, we know that he's friends with Epstein. We know the birthday card was in there. I mean, he has not been accused of any wrongdoing.
No.
I mean, I think that's the point you're trying to make. But also, certainly here, that we know that Speaker Johnson has kept the House out of session, in large part, to not seat the woman, the Congresswoman-elect from Arizona, who would provide the decisive votes to release more material. So, yeah, certainly that would be, you know, any association with further embarrassment for Trump.
But also, we don't know also the book that Virginia Giuffre wrote,
yes,
said he was. She never saw him around there. And I'm not doing his bidding. I'm just saying there's enough things to talk about Donald Trump without talking about.
I like the way he says common sense be damned. What about that? Just, you know, keeping an eye on the news and knowing that it's not true. Your hero, Bill Clinton, the former president, he's the one who was on the plane all the time. And you know, to say that they were friends, I mean, they were photographed together, but Donald Trump threw him out of Mar-a-Lago, stripped him of his membership for coming on to young girls. That's not a Donald Trump thing. And this guy's just out there just making these insane allegations. 781 says, I despise Markey, but I'd vote for Markey over that turd Moulton. Yeah, it's 508. I find it hard to believe that they didn't discuss what they were going to do and say, but the station said, go ahead and say it, trash Trump, and then we'll act like we didn't know you were going to say. No, that's just the way it is. I mean, you think that, you know, Moulton has been a congressman for a long time now, and he ran for president, sort of, in 2020, right? Now he's running for the Senate. I mean, you would think that he would not make insane statements on live television. You know, I don't think you need to, you know, when I go on, like, you know, with Mark Simone this morning, they call me like, you know, an hour before the show. And we didn't discuss what I was going to say. They know who I am. They know I've been on the show a million times. I've guest hosted it. You need to pre-interview somebody that, you know, was just, you know, caught the winning home run in the World Series or something like that, because you don't know what they're going to say. You don't know who they are. You know who Seth Moulton is, or you think you know who Seth Moulton is. You don't expect them to say something insane. And that was insane, what he said. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Howie, I just tuned in, you know, maybe 10 minutes ago and heard the interview that Morning Joe had Seth Moulton, and Morning Joe, to his credit,
No, more he faded out. But I mean, Morning Joe was the voice of reason. Morning Joe has seen what's happened, and that Trump is not messing around. And in this case, this isn't like one of these. Well, we edited it, but we edited it for concision and for clarity, et cetera, like 60 Minutes. You know, this was clean cut libel, like Stephanopoulos saying that Trump raped somebody when he didn't. And he said it over and over again, just like Moulton said it over and over again. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
You know, Howie, what amazes me also is nobody's talking about after Trump got shot, he became closer to God. There was reports that he's praying a lot more. He's a human being. He's a man. And how come they just pretend that he's this monster? If you got shot, I don't know what I'd do, but becoming closer to God and being more thankful, I got so much more respect for him because of that. You know what I'm saying? That's where it drove that man, you know?
Yeah. No, he said that he thinks that, you know, that somehow God was, you know, protecting him. And you know, Winston Churchill said something, not like so religious, but he said, there is nothing so exhilarating in life as being shot at to no effect. And, you know, that's... You know, when I knew there was a contract out on me, they never shot at me, but they had explosives from the FBI, and they supposedly staked it out. And, you know, when I saw Whitey Bulger on trial, I felt really happy. I didn't feel more religious, but I felt different. I felt happy. And, you know, it's true. You're right. I'm sure that being shot, especially being shot in the head, it's got to be a life-changing experience. And again, if they're such good buddies, why did he throw him out of Mar-a-Lago? And that's not like a disputed fact. He was stripped of his membership for doing what he did to a young girl at the president's club/residence. And for Moulton to come in and say that, it's absurd. 781, Seth Moulton thinks in mass it'll be popular to say ridiculous things about Trump to win the Senate seat for Margaret. That's what I mean. I think it may well be what Rush Limbaugh used to call a resume enhancer for a Democrat. 844-500-4242. Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hi, Howie. Yeah, Trump is definitely a devout Christian. And I like the fact that he's talking about going into Nigeria to protect Christians from that genocide that's taking place. I'm just concerned that once someone tells them that they're black.
Oh, come on. Don't be silly. 844-500-4242. He got more black votes than any Republican since Eisenhower. Okay. What does that tell you? Before I headed south, I had my last appointment of the year at Perfect Smiles. Good thing I did, too, as I had two more cavities that needed to be filled. I was also able to meet my listener, Maureen, from Hudson, New Hampshire. She's a new patient of Dr. Tam's and just had a full smile makeover. She was so happy she went to him and is excited about the way she looks now for her daughter's upcoming wedding. We'll have a video up soon on social media. We better, because she's getting married this month. We need some new copy here on Maureen from Hudson. Do you have a special event coming up and want to look your best, or do you just want a big boost in confidence? If yes, call the team at Perfect Smiles. From Laurie for cleaning to Dr. Tam for smiles and Dr. Sai for implants, their staff is first rate, and you won't be disappointed. A smile makeover can take years, if not a full decade, off how you look. Grace goes to Dr. Tam for her Invisalign. That can really help with TMJ, too. Conveniently located in tax-free Nashua, New Hampshire. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com and see my before or after videos and after videos. Or call them at 603-595-6699. If you're a new patient and you make an appointment and go in for a consultation, while supplies last, you will get a copy of my new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. It'll be in-house tomorrow, coming over from Hudson to Nashua. But if you make an appointment and you're one of the first 20 or so people to come in, you'll get a copy of the book. So there's even one more reason to make it a consultation appointment at perfect smile. 603-595-6699. Change your smile, change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
You know, what does it tell you about Massachusetts Democrat politics that Seth Moulton, when he said, you know, I, as a father of two girls, I have deep misgivings about them having to compete with guys pretending to be women on their athletic teams. And that was, and he got a primary challenger. I don't know if it was just a gay guy or a transgender or what, but somebody said he was going to run against him when he was going to run for re-election to Congress. But he makes up total bald-faced, abject lies about the president of the United States. And nobody in Massachusetts blinks an eye. And again, his poll numbers will probably go up for his lies. 844-500-4242-774 says, since Seth is now such a judge of moral virtues, maybe someone should ask him how he feels about men who used an intern their daughter's age as a walking humidor. That would be Bill Clinton, who actually did go down on the plane with Epstein repeatedly to Lolita Island, or left a woman to drown trapped in the back of his Oldsmobile while he ran off drunkenly and tried to concoct an alibi. That's from Andrew. Very good points, Andrew. Very good points. Please thank the guard in the Springfield State Building for taking great notes. Picture of delivery detail. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Lamar Cook, Gov's office. That's what it says, Lamar. It said the guy is right. The security guard is writing the notes. He's on Saturday. He's going, what the hell is this guy doing? Nobody comes in here, especially a gangbanger. What the hell is this gangbanging state aid doing here on a Saturday? And now we know what he was doing. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, hello, Howie. Thank you for picking up the call. As always, I was listening to last night about how karma comes around with this Karen Reed, all these new texts. But somebody was saying about a song, Knocking on Heaven's Door, by Bob Dylan.
Right.
And I can't use this badge anymore. And it's almost at the point where someone wants to,
you know what? That's a good one. Yeah, that's from Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I can't use this badge anymore. That's a good one. We'll pick that one up. I like a Billy Four. That's a great Billy Four is another great song from that. So what? Someone said you're such a rhino. You cut off that caller who was praising President Trump for helping the Christians in Nigeria. Oh, Jared, why did we cut that call off?
That is a seminar caller, which is right. Why we cut that off.
Right.
He's just a troll.
He said something really, really stupid. It wasn't even funny. He probably thinks more of Seth Moulton after his lies about President Trump. He probably loves Graham Plattner for having a Nazi symbol on his chest. I'm Howie Carr.